Some of the state's top hospitals want to merge. They include Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, the New England Baptist Hospital in Boston, Lahey Health in Burlington, Mount Auburn in Cambridge, and Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport. The hospitals are looking to rival the biggest healthcare operator in the state, Partners Healthcare, which brings in more than $13 billion in annual revenue. For more on the plan, we spoke with Commonwealth Magazine reporter Bruce Moll, who's been covering the proposal. Bruce Moll, thanks very much for coming to the studio.
Good to be here.
So, Bruce, this sounds like a real Goliath. How would this compare in size to Partners Healthcare?
I think in terms of revenues, it's significantly smaller than Partners. But in size, they're going to be together about 52% of the commercial market. And I think Partners has something like 26, 27, and the other one has the balance. So they're pretty close in overall size, but in revenues, Partners is much bigger.
Why was this merger proposed to begin with?
The hospitals themselves, Beth Israel and Lahey, the two lead hospitals on systems on this, they may have their own reasons, but the reason they're using with the public is that we need a hospital system of the scope and size of Partners to take on Partners. And the idea is that if the merged entity, it's called NewCo, if that can steal business away from Partners, that may set off a spiral of activity where Partners is forced to lower its prices, and that would benefit the market in general.
So then basically the thought is, or the hope is, that this might lower healthcare costs or at least keep the rise in healthcare costs more reasonable?
Absolutely. I think the pro of this, as the advocates say, would be that it would rein in Partners' ability to keep receiving unusually high reimbursements for its services. Now, there are cons to that as well, Bob. There is concern that you've now created a second Partners in the market. So rather than one giant company, you have two giant health systems. And that's a little bit of a wild card. No one really knows quite how that will react. Will the two go at it, or will the two sort of devour the rest of the market? And that could be a negative for the marketplace.
So there's a couple of things there. There's no guarantee that it's going to lower healthcare costs first.
There is no guarantee. And in fact, the merger received an approval from the Department of Public Health. And originally in that agreement, there was a provision that they could not raise their prices beyond the benchmark that is set by the State Health Policy Commission each year. But that was removed toward the very end of the process and watered down a bit.
And secondly, I would imagine that among hospitals that are not going to be part of these two partnerships, that there's going to be great concern over whether they'll be able to compete with these two Goliaths.
Absolutely. In fact, at a recent Boston City Council hearing, the CEO of Tufts Medical Center, Michael Wagner, made just that point. Here's what he said.
My concerns are that this merger will result in increased disparities, increased costs, while reducing access, especially for underserved communities.
He worried that B.I. Lahey, instead of going after Partners, might try and go after the commercial business of Tufts and other hospitals that are not affiliated with these two systems and take businesses away from them. And he said the implications of that are pretty big because a hospital like Tufts, which serves a lot of Medicaid, in other words, government-insured patients, they often use commercial rates to subsidize their Medicaid rates. And if they lose commercial business, that could jeopardize their whole operation. And so there is a lot of unknowns, a lot of wild cards with this merger.
Regulatory approval. How long are the reviews going to take? And what do you think the chances are it'll win approval?
I would assume it's going to be in the months. It's not like a year away. It has a pretty good chance of winning approval because there's been a lot of talk about trying to break Partners a little bit and its strength. And this is one option for trying to do that. It still needs a review from the Health Policy Commission. They're going to do a scrub of just these variables we've been talking about. And then they pass that along to like the Attorney General, who would have to make a decision about whether to try and block the merger or not. It also needs some federal approvals from the Federal Trade Commission, but it's one approval from the Baker Administration, the Department of Public Health. So it's on its way.
Bruce Moll, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.
Bruce Moll reports for Commonwealth Magazine and hosts its podcast called The Codcast.